We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals
that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration. What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, loving viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 K-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 71 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Enfarong on CSAT, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Bouè on Medium Network Service or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on CIET Kumba.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on Ate Uve, La Estancia.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapera Kwai Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Tomoa SAA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiaoyi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozhe City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiaoyi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdene City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47, Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City and Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an advanced system created by the United States National Aeronautics and Space Administration will speed up rescue efforts. In humanitarian news, Australia donates over $195,000 to construct a nursing station in Fiji. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 9th, is Palau's National Day, commemorating the ratification of its constitution in 1979. An archipelago southeast of the Philippines in the North Pacific Ocean, Palau consists of over 300 islands. It has a rich diversity of marine life with more species than any other place of similar size on Earth. In addition, it is considered one of the best diving places in the world. We wish a memorable Constitution Day for the gentle citizens of Palau.
News: U.S. and Mexican towns evacuated as Rio Grande floods. Reservoirs in the border region between Texas, USA, and Coahuila, Mexico, became filled this week to their highest levels in decades, forcing officials to release water into already overflowing rivers in an attempt to create controlled flooding rather than risk even greater damage. Sadly, while flying over the area to assess the situation on Wednesday, July 7th, one Mexican state official, a border city mayor, and three others perished in an airplane accident. Both Mexican and U.S. personnel have been evacuating people to safety.
In the Mexican state of Coahuila, more than 10,000 homes were damaged. Many disadvantaged people reportedly left on foot, with State Governor Humberto Moreira saying that this means some 40,000 people have nowhere to sleep. Just north of Texas, neighboring Oklahoma, USA, also experienced flooding, with two boys swept away by floodwaters, one of whom was rescued, while high winds blew down a concert tent, injuring six workers.
Conveying her deep condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our association members please go to the affected regions as soon as it is possible and help those who are most in need, adding that funds are available as necessary.
She also made the following request of our association's relief team. If it's not done yet, if possible, please buy one or two big tents for people to sleep in, or make a quick roof with canvas. Thank you.
We are thankful for the efforts of Mexican and U.S. personnel to ensure people's safety, as we also send our gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai for her caring assistance.
It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we pray for the soon recovery of the storm-stricken, and that such calamities are alleviated through our kinder care of the earth.
Heat waves spark wildfires in Mongolia, with temperatures in some regions as high as 41 degrees Celsius, nearly 20 degrees above normal for the season. Fire officials reported on Tuesday, July 6, that weather-related wildfires across central Mongolia had taken three lives and injured six others. Nearly 1,000 firefighters, 164 border guards, and more than 2,000 local residents worked to extinguish the flames blazing across Tov and Selangor provinces, with smoke that was also beginning to spread to the capital, Ulaanbaatar. In the first 6 months of this year, Mongolia has already seen 73 wildfires across 12 provinces, prompting officials to halt travel in areas with extreme dry conditions. We thank all the officials and crews in Mongolia for your cautionary measures and direct aid to safeguard public health. May such weather extremities subside as our planetary balance is restored through humanity's eco-conscious ways.
Earthquakes hit Venezuela, Chile, India, Papua New Guinea, and USA. On Tuesday morning, July 6, Venezuela's Sucre state was rocked by a tremor measuring 5.0 on the Richter scale and centered 32 kilometers south of Guiria. Soon after, a 5.4 magnitude quake shook Chile's Maule and Biobío regions when it hit 30 kilometers southwest of Talca. Very early Wednesday morning, Uttarakhand, India, near the Nepalese border, was shaken by a 5.1 magnitude tremor centered 105 kilometers from Haldwani, while a magnitude 5.4 quake struck off the coast of Papua New Guinea's Bougainville region, 130 kilometers west of Arawa.
Meanwhile, on Wednesday, a tremor registering 5.4 also rattled Southern California in the USA, centered 24 kilometers northwest of Borrego Springs. The tremors caused buildings to sway and were followed by a series of aftershocks. Fortunately, these events did not result in damage or injuries, and no tsunami warnings were issued. While we are relieved to hear of the safety of those in the quake-hit regions, we look forward to the day that such disturbances have vanished through our conscious eco-stabilizing ways.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
United Kingdom aids Yemeni development. On Monday, July 5th, UK Ambassador Tim Tallott announced a donation of £45 million to be used this year toward development as well as poverty reduction programs. The ambassador stated that this is the fourth such plan, with donations that now total £100 million.
Distributed through the Social Fund for Development, the funds will specifically go toward helping the Yemeni government reduce the unemployment rate while increasing stability and quality of life for the people. Many thanks, and Providence bless United Kingdom and Social Fund for Development for your steady, kind-hearted support. Wishing the gentle people of Yemen unified prosperity and peace.
Insights from Supreme Master Qinghai on jobs and spiritual merits. Since ancient times, various world religions have advised humans to earn their livelihoods through virtuous trades, as they affect one's long-term journey. For instance, Shakyamuni Buddha firmly suggested the assertion of five specific occupations to avoid negative retribution, namely trading any of the following: weapons, living beings such as animals or slaves, poisons such as addictive drugs, intoxicants such as alcohol, and meat production or butchery.
On many occasions, Supreme Master Qinghai has encouraged the earning of an honest living that is harmonious with our conscience. Wishing to know more about the relationship between jobs and spirituality, Supreme Master Television staff in Los Angeles, USA, invited Supreme Master Qinghai to share her thoughts on careers and merits via teleconference on July 7, 2010.
The scriptures of many religions advise one to choose a virtuous job. However, people often choose according to what they're good at, or what pays well, or what they have to do to support their family. So, does having a virtuous job matter, or is it good enough that a person is religious and kind?
No, really, it's not enough, of course. Kind and virtuous people earn some different merit for being that. But a bad job earn bad karma on the side, no matter what. You know, they're two separate things. Okay? So we still need to have a good job, even if we are virtuous, religious, and kind.
We sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for sharing her precious time and perspective to illuminate us on this important area of our lives. May a deeper understanding of our livelihoods on earth lead us to paths that are beneficial to ourselves and others. For more fascinating insights on careers and spiritual merits, please tune in to Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this teleconference at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Vegetarian beauty crowned Miss Moscow. The former Miss Central Russia, or Miss Kursk, Natalia Pereversova, has been bestowed the title of Miss Moscow. A fourth-year student at the Financial Academy of the Russian Federation government, Natalia is also a vegetarian and animal welfare advocate. She is fluent in English, enjoys sports, and has lofty dreams of making the world a better place and being a good role model for her children. Natalia cherishes good family values and the well-being of her loved ones. She will go on to represent Moscow in the Miss Russia beauty pageant. Congratulations, Natalia Pereversova, for your deserved title of Miss Moscow. Blessed be your reign in inspiring many towards such noble choices as the compassionate veg fair, bringing beauty and peace to all aspects of life.
French deputies call for a weekly meat-free day. French National Assembly members Yves Cochet, Geneviève Gaillard, Gérard Bapt, and François Grosdidier have written to National Assembly President Bernard Accoyer with a proposal that restaurants serving the National Assembly serve one day of vegetarian meals per week. In requesting the vegetarian day, or at least vegetarian menus, the deputy cited the overconsumption of meat and its impact on health and the environment. They point out that in France, livestock for meat production has been cited as accounting for 25% of greenhouse gas emissions. Meanwhile, reducing saturated fat and cholesterol by 30%, substances that are only derived from animal-based foods, would decrease the risk of heart disease by 15%.
In their proposal, the deputies also cited a United Nations report published June 1, 2010, that points to meat consumption as the number one cause of environmental degradation. We salute your wise and courageous leadership, Deputies Cochet, Gaillard, Bapt, and Grosdidier.
May your forward-thinking proposal result in an awakening that ultimately halts the cruel and health-damaging practice of livestock raising, as everyone realizes the myriad benefits of humane meat-free fare.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open. reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main causes of gas emission, and so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Egypt pledges to keep Rafah border crossing open. During a meeting on Monday, July 5th, with Palestine's ambassador to Egypt, Barkat El-Farah, Egyptian Minister of State for Legal Affairs, Mofid Shehab, announced that the Rafah border crossing into Palestine would remain permanently opened. The Rafah crossing was most recently opened on June 1st at the instruction of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak to permit the passage of Palestinians and humanitarian aid in and out of the Gaza Strip. Minister Shehab also called for reconciliation among Palestinians in the interest of greater harmony, as he stated, "We have to put aside all internal differences to push forward the peace process. We are grateful, President Mubarak, Minister Shehab, and Egypt for your long-standing concern and caring support to the Palestinian people. Wishing all parties swiftly moving steps toward harmonious coexistence throughout the Middle East."
Save our planet. Aral Sea serves as warning. The once fourth largest inland water body in the world, Central Asia's Aral Sea, has lost two-thirds of its volume in the last several decades. It has dwindled from being the size of Ireland to what are now several contaminated ponds. Satellite images from the last 40 years reveal the extent of decline in the saltwater sea that is located between Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon recently referred to its predicament as one of the planet's worst environmental disasters, with overuse of contributory rivers by agriculture as well as global warming cited as the cause of its disappearance.
Dr. Benjamin Lloyd Hughes of the Walker Institute for Climate System Research at the University of Reading in the UK stated, "Ultimately, the disaster seen at the Aral Sea are the combined effects of man and rising temperatures in those regions. The temperature has risen by over 1 degree centigrade since 1970, which will have enhanced losses due to evaporation. Indeed, the vast water losses of the Aral Sea have created a local climate change effect, with summers becoming hotter and drier, while winters are colder and longer. Global satellite photos have revealed similar patterns of once water-rich regions now facing the catastrophe of extended drought." Dr. Lloyd Hughes mentioned Africa's Lake Chad and the Toshka Lakes in Egypt as two examples.
Our appreciation, Dr. Lloyd Hughes and other scientists, for your candid observations of this urgent situation as we pray for the survival of precious places like the Aral Sea. May humans everywhere adopt lifestyles that protect our own kind and the planet.
During an August 2009 video conference in Thailand, Supreme Master Ching Hai highlighted the actions needed to halt these alarming losses of the Earth's vital waterways.
"Many tens of thousands of rivers and great lakes are dying, dead, gone, or going. And I don't know how many more we must wait for to die in order for us to wake up. The leaders of the nations must do something. The people of all nations must do something. Just be veg. Stop the meat, dairy, fish industry. Be benevolent. Create a merciful energy that will envelop our world, that will emit mercy, love, protection for us and our children on this planet. Please take action now.
Save Our Planet. Senior Research Scientist Dr. Cynthia Rosenzweig of the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, notes that climate change is causing some regions in the USA to endure significantly reduced rainfall, while others are seeing higher than average amounts, both of which are adversely affecting crop yields.
Save Our Planet. In China, temperatures of 43 degrees Celsius in Beijing on July 5th were the hottest so far this year in the Chinese capital, while tens of counties and cities in the provinces of Shandong, Guangxi, and Hebei were also hit by temperatures above 40 degrees Celsius.
Warning news. After reviewing animal transport inspection reports, Canada-based World Society for the Protection of Animals calls for improvement of animal welfare regulations, saying that up to 3 million animals die each year while being transported to slaughterhouses due to inhumane conditions, including extreme overcrowding, animal injury, and prolonged neglect.
Hello there, I'm Bayama the Water Buffalo, vegan old way. I'm here today with a water safety tip for your canine companion. All dogs aren't necessarily good swimmers, so supervision is recommended whenever they are close to pools, lakes, streams, or other bodies of water. Also, please consider having your loyal friend wear a canine life jacket. If she or he accompanies you boating, they come in several sizes and available online or at your local animal companion store. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green to save the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from South Korea, Forum South Korea holds a discussion on the vegetarian diet as a solution to global warming and the detrimental effects of the meat-eating habit. The gathering was hosted by Oriental Medicine Association for Healthy Society, which is led by our association member, and Institute for Climate Change Action. The event was sponsored by the Office of National Congress with Congressman Kang Ki-jeong attending.
구체적으로 육류 소비를 줄여가면서 우리 몸의 건강 그리고 지구 온난화를 줄이겠다 이런 착안을 한데 대해서 그런 주장을 한데 대해서 너무 공감하고 있습니다.
Dr. Jo Gil-ye, a professor at Jeonnam University and one of our association members, was a speaker at the event.
중요한 것은 지금 기후 변화의 채식 운동이 대단히 중요한 역할을 할 거고요.
Another panel member was Mr. Lee Yong-jun, director at the Jeju National Union for Children's Health.
지난해 9월에 제주도에서 칭하이 무상사님과 함께 국제 컨퍼런스를 했는데요. 아마 그런 행사들이 많이 있어야 사회 변화가 촉진되지 않을까 이렇게 생각 들어집니다. 채식하고 지구를 구하는데 함께 나서 주시기 다시 한번 부탁드리겠습니다.
Other presenters encourage practicing meat-free Mondays or going vegan once a week to halt climate change. MBC, a major broadcasting station in South Korea, reported on the event. Our respectful appreciation, Congressman Kang Ki-jung, for supporting this meeting. Also, many thanks organizers and panelists for your significant contribution. May more and more realize the solution to climate change is in the compassionate vegan diets.
In science news, an innovation by the United States National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, will speed up rescue services. NASA's Distress Alerting Satellite System, DASS, will almost instantaneously locate signals generated by beacons on vessels, aircraft, or carried by people. NASA pioneered the satellite-aided search and rescue technology almost three decades ago. To date, it has saved over 27,000 lives. In addition to making the identification process faster, DASS also improves safety for rescuers. Our earnest thankfulness, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, and all agencies involved, for your caring advancement. May many precious individuals be safeguarded through your updated system. Up next on Noteworthy News, the Australian Aid Program provides funding for a nursing station in Fiji. We'll sit in the yard for a while and get some fresh air. Be right back. Stay tuned for more thoughtful news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gracious news for a general world. In humanitarian news, Australia donates more than $195,000 to establish a nursing station in Fiji. The funds have been contributed by the Australian Aid Program, a government initiative which assists countries to develop sustainably. The facility will be constructed at Loma in an area that will be easy for mothers and children to access. Accommodation quarters will be provided for permanent staff to ensure people are at hand to help deliver health services in the event of emergencies. Our heartfelt gratitude to the Australian Aid Program for your generosity. May your kindness help to enhance the well-being of many warm-hearted citizens of Fiji.
Now, let's listen to a joke told in Setswana, a language spoken in South Africa, entitled Junior Partner.
Moetapele wa firm ya accounting o ile a halefiswa ke mosebetsi wa o mong wa basebetsi ba hae. A bitsa mohlankana ona hlakoreng a re, o ka thusa bareki ka tsela e tjena na? Seo se entseng ha se tsamaye ka molao, o tshwanetse o latele molao ha o sebetsa mona. Wa tseba molao ke eng na? Mohlankana o a utlwa taba ena e sa mo tshware hantle. Ka nnete ke a tseba hore molao ke eng. Ke tulo e tholohalang bophirima ba England.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Dear Supreme Master Television, I always watch your educational program and feel happy, assuming that there are some windows of hope like that of yours, which work day and night for the betterment of humanity. Thank you, Ayana from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Opal Ayana, we thank you for your positive note. In this urgent time of the planet, Supreme Master Qinghai has compassionately guided us to share information with whomever we can on how the vegan lifestyle can save the Earth. As you know, in early June 2010, the United Nations Environment Program, UNEP, has also urged a global shift to a meat-free and dairy-free diet. Any information that will help you can be downloaded free of charge at suprememastertv.com/SOS or suprememastertv.com/B-Veg. Heaven's blessings to you and your fellow Ethiopians.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your heart be graced with love for all of God's creation.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin commends the role and contributions of the Russian Orthodox Church and other traditional faiths, saying that especially in difficult times they sustain both the people and the state.
The AULAC, or Vietnam, and Laos Ministries of Health hold a seminar in Vientiane, Laos, on improving their country's collaboration in child health care.
Australian seismologists say that the higher degree of accuracy in a new technique they have developed for locating earthquakes and mapping underground fault lines could help save property and human lives.
The United Nations World Food Program, or WFP, distributes more than 300 tons of food aid through 37 health facilities in Yemen's Shabwa province to serve the needs of 24,000 people, including mothers, expectant women, and children.
In the aftermath of Romania's heavy floods and rains, four European Union member states, Belgium, Austria, France, and Estonia, offer help in the form of water pumps, power generators, and water purification units.
U.S. President Barack Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speak in Washington, D.C., where they jointly pledge to seek peace talks between Israel and Palestine.
International Cricket Council President Sharad Pawar encourages the resuming of Indian and Pakistani cricket games, pledging council efforts to bring the countries together for friendly sporting matches.
Rising concern for health and the environment among residents of Palm Beach County in Florida, USA, is reflected in a corresponding increase in vegan and vegetarian eateries, as well as more meat-free options in other restaurants.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, pledges continued UN support during Kyrgyzstan's reconstruction, also calling for reconciliation, as he notes that both groups have emphasized a desire for peace.
In a visit to Cuba, Haitian President René Préval meets with Vice President Esteban Lasso and reviews cooperative agreements established between their countries in sectors that include agriculture, education, and public health.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.